Weather conditions across the Midwest will contrast rather sharply over the weekend and into early next week, with temperatures in the lower Ohio River Basin getting into the 70s and perhaps close to 80 degrees, while temperatures just to the north of that will likely be in the 60s, and will likely see temperatures all the way down into the 30s and 40s in the far northwestern corner of the Corn Belt. The coolness that's in the northwest will likely prevail not only this weekend and early next week, but probably through most of next week as well. There will be a reinforcing shot of colder air coming in at midweek next week that will not only keep the northwestern Corn Belt cold, but will likely chill down most of the plains and a big part of the Midwest and the Delta and southeastern states eventually as we finish out the week next week. This trend change here towards some colder weather next week will likely set off another wave of significant rain and thunderstorm activity, and probably a good chance for some severe thunderstorms as well. This storm system during the middle part of next week could end up mimicking the storm system that we had this week, and a close monitoring of the system is going to be warranted. But until we get to that point in time, there will be a more favorable environment for getting back into the fields in parts of the Ohio River Basin, and certainly down in the Delta in the Tennessee River Basin in the southeastern states. Fieldwork in these areas should advance relatively well after a quick day or two of drying. Some of the Delta in the southeast, in particular the Tennessee River Basin, have been reporting some pretty hefty amounts of rainfall in the past couple of days, and so it will take just a little while to firm up the soil. A little later next week, it'll get quite warm, in fact hot, in the southeastern part of the country, not in the Midwest, but some of those areas in the southeast will see temperatures in the middle and upper 80s. That will occur as we get into the middle part of next week, just ahead of that cold front that I mentioned a moment ago. In the meantime, in U.S. hard red winter wheat country, we're going to see that cold air surge coming in during midweek next week that could very well raise the potential for another freeze threat in wheat country, with temperatures going below freezing down into northern Texas and middle and upper 20-degree lows expected in the Texas Panhandle, Oklahoma, and southern Kansas. Those areas will still be vulnerable to such temperatures because the crops will be continuing to develop through the joint and into the boot stage of development. The cold air in the northern part of the Midwest will continue to be a deterrent towards field work, as soil temperatures will continue to be too cool for getting into the fields, and it will also be rather moist. We still have a lot of snow on the ground across Minnesota and the eastern Dakotas, and it looks like that's going to stick around for a while. During the course of this week, we picked up on anywhere from 8 to 14, almost 15 inches of snow in parts of South Dakota, and just yesterday, Minnesota reported anywhere from 3 to 8 inches. The snowfall is going to melt as we move forward, but as it does melt, it will create some greater amounts of runoff potential. The flood potential in the northwestern corner of the Corn Belt is still quite high, and that may be the problem for getting into the fields in the second week of the outlook. As we go from the 20th through the 26th, it may be difficult for some field access in those northern areas, and that on top of the fact that temperatures may be still a little cooler than usual will be a deterrent for getting into the fields there. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.